VOA News.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Counter-terrorism forces have captured 16 operatives of the Islamic State terror group, including online recruiters. That word from authorities in Afghanistan on Thursday. The Afghan spy agency said a group of six men picked up in the capital, Kabul, confessed to using hundreds of fake accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram to recruit fighters and promote IS ideology in the country. The operation comes as Taliban insurgents staged a major assault on a troubled northwestern district, killing at least a dozen Afghan security forces. A preliminary report on last month's crash of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft in Ethiopia has been released in Addis Ababa. The report says pilots aboard Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 followed all emergency procedures but were unable to control the aircraft, which went down soon after takeoff from the Ethiopian capital, killing all 157 people on board. Correspondent Raya Ambuar reports for VOA.
At a news conference Thursday in Addis, Ethiopia's Ministry of Transportation revealed the initial findings of its investigations into the crash. The findings, which were based on information from the aircraft's flight data and cockpit voice recorders, exonerated the Ethiopian Airlines crew. A full report on the latest crash will be issued by the government within 1 year.
Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his foreign policy. The House passed the resolution 247 to 175, with 16 Republicans joining majority Democrats. The Senate passed the resolution last month. It's the first time in history Congress has invoked the 1973 War Powers Act. This is VOA News. Ugandan security forces are searching for an American tourist, her driver, and the four gunmen who abducted them inside a national park on Tuesday. The gunmen have demanded $500,000 to release the captives. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports for VOA from Kampala.
Uganda earns about $1.3 billion per year from tourism. Bashir Hanji, the spokesperson for the Uganda Wildlife Authority, acknowledged the kidnapping could hurt the tourism industry, but says tourists need to be cautious when traveling in national parks.
Maybe we need to appreciate the fact that these people, they did not have a ranger guide at the time they went for the game drive.
Meanwhile, in an advisory, the U.S. Embassy in Kampala has asked Americans to exercise caution when traveling in Queen Elizabeth National Park due to ongoing security activity.
President Trump on Thursday retreated from his threat to immediately close the U.S. southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration, instead telling Mexico it has a year to curb the flow of illicit drugs and surge of migrants to the United States, or he would impose tariffs on cars it exports to the United States. No solution appears to be in sight for 64 migrants rescued off the coast of Libya by a German vessel. Weather conditions are a concern, and the German organization is struggling to find a safe port where the migrants can disembark. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Officials from the German humanitarian group CI said it responded to a call made to Alarm Phone, the telephone service migrants can call if they are in distress in the Mediterranean. CI said it rescued 64 migrants from an overcrowded dinghy Wednesday after Libyan authorities failed to respond to their calls. CI said everyone on board is safe, but conditions for the migrants are far from optimal, as many are sleeping on deck and a storm is expected. It is unclear how soon they will be able to disembark.
President Trump met Thursday at the White House with China's vice premier, a sign that the world's top two economic powers could be nearing a trade agreement after marathon talks. The two countries had originally hoped to reach an agreement by March 1st, some officials suggesting a deal could be reached by the end of April. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn has been arrested again in Japan on new charges of financial misconduct. Prosecutors say he was detained at his apartment in Tokyo Thursday based on allegations that he diverted $5 million of Nissan funds that had been earmarked to a dealer in Oman for his personal use. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.